Hey, Fresh Capital listeners, welcome to our Simple Sprout series. We're tired of long, overcomplicated explanations of things in business and investing. So every week, we pick an investing or business concept and explain it in a refreshingly simple way. The challenge for us? To do it in 5 minutes or less. Let's get started on this week's concept, venture capital. Venture capital is a type of investing used to finance startups and privately held tech companies. Venture capital exists in the market as a way to fund these startups, but they're often innovative and quite novel and present an opportunity to generate incredible returns for investors. However, this comes with a bit of a downside and risk. The risk involved is that investing in startups is riskier than investing in mature public companies like Facebook and Google, because these companies are still trying to find their feet as a business. They may not be profitable, they may not be particularly large, and they may not even have revenue. Let's pretend for now that you've got a really great idea and you're looking for a bit of money to help crystallize your idea into a startup and into a successful business. Let's pretend that, you know, the ballpark check you're looking for is about $100,000. It might be difficult to go to a bank and get approval for a bank loan for this $100,000 because it might be too risky for the bank to finance your startup. If your idea doesn't work and your business doesn't pan out, they've just lost their $100,000. This is where venture capital comes in. VC investors generally have a much higher risk tolerance than banks. If they like your idea or business, see the potential it has, the potential in the market, and the need that your business has and offers, and the problem it solves, they may want to invest in that money. However, in exchange for that $100,000, VCs generally receive a percentage of equity in your business. So let's say, for example, you give them 10% of your business for that money that you're looking for. This would mean, back of the envelope, your business is being valued about $1 million. But this is the difference between venture capital and financing through a bank or debt. They're asking for equity, whereas normally you just receive interest on the loan that you'd pay off if you receive the money from a bank. Additionally, depending on the VC, there'll be a number of terms associated with the transaction which help them protect and de-risk their investments. For VCs and VC funds, they generally want to aim for a 10x return on their investment. The reason for this is a really high return on a really successful business like yours means that they can de-risk some of their other investments in their portfolio. So for example, that 100K they just gave you, they want to see that 100K turn into $1 million in value. So you're really trying to get a 10x return. So let's fast forward now into the future and pretend that your idea has become incredibly successful. So successful now that it's become a $1 billion business, a unicorn. This is what VCs want to see. And now your investors have just turned that 10%, that 100K investment into your business, into $100 million. In the US, the venture capital space is huge. There are a number of funds that you may have never have heard of, but have funded almost all major tech companies. Some of the more famous funds include Sequoia, Kleiner Perkins, and Andreessen Horowitz. In Australia, though, there are a number of funds such as Airtree and Blackbird Ventures who have been playing in the space for a number of years and have also invested in really successful businesses such as Canva. Additionally, there are angel investors who are high net worth individuals who invest in startups out of their own money, either through a family office they set up or through an investing syndicate. And lastly, a fourth major player, corporate venture funds, have also become increasingly popular. Corporate VCs are funds set up by corporates that help them invest in startups that give them access to tech that makes them more competitive in the market they play in. For example, Woolworths has a venture capital fund called Woolies X that invests in startups that will help them grow and transform as a retail business. To play it back to you all, venture capital is a type of investing used to finance startups and innovative businesses. And that's this week's Simple Sprouts episode. Send us an email if there's a concept you want explained simply. Look at our show notes and leave us a review. Thanks again, and we'll see you all on Sunday for our weekly company breakdown.
That's this week's Simple Sprouts episode. Send us an email if there's a concept you want explained simply. Look in our show notes and leave a review. Thanks again, and we'll see you on Sunday for our weekly company breakdown.